Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Joseph Roman Catholic Parish Podcast in Arlington, Texas, with Father Daniel Kelly. Now, here's Father Kelly.
A number of years ago, there was a large non-denominational church that was pretty much popular because of the head pastor. But after the pastor died, eventually the congregation went away and the church closed. And I've thought about that a lot, about how someone could devote themselves, their time, their energy to following Christ and coming to know Him in a church that just falls apart and goes away. I've talked to other people who have experienced things like that, and one particular person said he came into the Catholic Church because he knows it's not going to go away. One of the things that Jesus Christ said was that the Holy Spirit would be with the church forever, to the end of time. And the Holy Spirit has been with the church. And the reason I know that the church is going to continue till the coming of Christ is because a lot of terrible things have happened in the name of God in the Catholic Church. But the church has continued to survive and thrive through many centuries, even through the Protestant Reformation, when many people saw that the Catholic Church was going to come to an end, and it didn't. And even the scandals that the church seems to be facing today, that it certainly is facing today, and the harm that others have done, people in authority who have harmed innocents, even that will not end the church, because the Holy Spirit is with the church until the end, until the coming of Christ. That is important for us to contemplate. We are at the end, or near the end of this liturgical year, and the church asks us to contemplate that time when Christ will come again. And there's another way of looking at that, which might be tomorrow or 10,000 years from now or longer. But certainly, Christ comes again for us at the moment of our death. And that is something urgent to be prepared for now. And we need to be contemplating how we are living our life with Christ now. Are we doing His holy will? Are we doing what He asks us to do in this life? And if we are doing that, then we have no real thing to fear. Because if we're doing what God wants us to do now, we don't have to fear the end, because when Christ comes for us, we will joyfully go out to meet with Him. And that is one of the prayers that we find in the baptismal ritual. And it is for us, this child who is being baptized, to be prepared always for the coming of Christ. And Christ comes for us out of joy, because we were created for Him, to be with Him. And so the tribulations we hear about in the gospel today are ones that can scare us if we're not prepared, but should make us think about our preparedness. We all have a lot to do in bringing this Catholic faith to life in this world. All of us are called to take the faith that Christ has passed on to us through the apostles, through the generations, to this time, to be true witnesses of that love he has for us, so that when we do stand before the great judge on that last day, we will joyfully hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
Thank you for listening to the St. Joseph Parish Podcast. St. Joseph is located in Arlington between Dallas and Fort Worth at 1927 Southwest Green Oaks Boulevard in Arlington, Texas. Check out our website at www.stjoe88.org. That's www.stjoe88.org. Or like, share, or comment on our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Again, thank you for listening to the St. Joseph Parish Podcast.